This is the Sakar Muli of the 1st of April, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you children are number wise in knowing the Father as he is and what he is. If everyone were to recognize him, there would be a huge crowd here. Question. When will the sound of revelation spread everywhere? Answer. When human beings find out that God himself has come to establish a new world by destroying this old world. The Father who bestows salvation on everyone has come to grant us the fruit of our devotion. When there is this faith, revelation will take place and there will be upheaval everywhere. Song. The reign of this knowledge is for those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. You children heard two lines of the song. This reign is for those who are with the Beloved. The world doesn't know who the Beloved is. Although there are many children, many of them don't know how they should remember the Father. They don't know how to remember him. They repeatedly forget him. The Father explains, children, consider yourselves to be souls. You are points. The Father is the ocean of knowledge, and you have to remember him. Instill in yourselves such a practice of remembrance that remembrance becomes constant. At the end, only remember, I am a soul. Each of you has a body, but keep the knowledge of being a soul in your intellect. You have received the Father's direction. Hardly anyone remembers me as I am. Some children become very body conscious. The Father has explained that until you give the Father's introduction to someone, he or she won't be able to understand anything. First of all, they should know that that incorporeal one is our Father, the God of the Gita, that he is the bestower of salvation for all. At this time, he is playing the part of granting salvation. If their intellects had faith regarding this point, all the sages and holy men, etc., would come here in a second. There would be great chaos in Bharat. If they were to know that this world is now to be destroyed, there would be a queue from Bombay to Abu. However, no one can have such faith that quickly. You know that destruction has to take place. All of them will remain sleeping in a deep slumber. Then at the end, your influence will spread. To have faith in the aspect of the God of the Gita, being the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, is not like going to your auntie's home. If this were to become well known, there would be that sound throughout the whole of Bharat. As yet, when you explain to someone else would tell him that a magic spell had been cast on him. This tree has to grow very slowly. There is still a little time left. You still have time to make effort. You explain to prominent people, but they don't understand anything. Among you children too, some of you don't understand this knowledge. If there isn't remembrance of the Father, there cannot be that stage. The Father understands what your faith is. As yet, some of you hardly remember the Father, even 1 or 2%. Although they may be sitting here, they don't have that love for the Father. There has to be love and fortune here. If they had love for the Father, they would understand that they have to follow Srimat at every step. We are becoming the masters of the world. There is the body consciousness of half a cycle, and this is why it now takes a lot of effort to become soul conscious, to consider yourself to be a soul and to remember the most beloved father is not like going to your auntie's home. If they did this, there would be such a sparkle on their faces. When a girl gets married and puts on jewelry, there is so much happiness on her face. However, here, some don't even remember the bridegroom, and so their faces remain wilted. Don't even ask. When a girl gets married, her face becomes very happy, whereas the faces of some girls remain like that of a corpse, even after getting married. There are all sorts. Some become confused when they go to the other home. It is the same here. Effort is needed to remember the Father. It is remembered of the final moments. Ask the gopis and gopis about supersensuous joy. You have to create the stage of considering yourselves to be gopis and gopis and of having constant remembrance of the Father. Give everyone the Father's introduction. The Father has come and is giving you that inheritance. All of this knowledge is included in this. At the end, when Lakshmi and Narayan were completing their 84 births, the Father came and taught them Raja Yoga and gave them their kingdom. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is a number one picture. You know that they performed such actions in their previous birth, and the Father is now teaching you how to perform those actions. He says, become man-man above. Remain pure. Don't commit any sin, because you are now becoming charitable souls, the masters of heaven. Maya Ravan has made you commit sin for half a cycle. Now each of you ask yourself, do I commit any sins? Do I continue to perform charitable actions? Have I become a stick for the blind? The Father says, become man-man above. You have to ask, who said man-man above? Those people claim that Krishna said this. You know that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, said it. There is the difference of day and night. Together with the birthday of Shiva, there is also the birthday of the Gita. Together with the birthday of the Gita, there is also the birthday of Sri Krishna. You know that you will become the future princes. You have to change from beggars into princes. This is the aim and objective of Raja Yoga. You can prove that the God of the Gita was not Sri Krishna, but the incorporeal one, and the notion of omnipresence will then be thrown out. Only the Father is the bestower of salvation for all and the purifier. He is also called the liberator. However, people say that he is omnipresent. They don't understand anything they say. They say of religion whatever enters their minds. There are three main religions. The deity religion continues for half a cycle. You know the Father establishes the Brahmin, deity and warrior religions. The world doesn't know this. They consider the duration of the Golden Age to be hundreds of thousands of years. The original, eternal deity religion is the most elevated of all religions. However, they have forgotten their own religion and have become irreligious. Christians don't renounce their religion. They know that Christ established their religion. Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity are the main religions. There are also many other smaller religions. No one knows when this expansion began. It has only been a short time since the existence of Muhammad. Those of Islam are very old. The Christians are very well known, and there are also so many others. Everyone has his or her own religion. They have their own different religions and different names, and have therefore become confused. They don't know that there are only four main religious scriptures. Deityism and Brahmanism are included in those. Brahmins become deities who then become warriors. No one knows this. It is sung salutations to the Brahmins. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, came and established the Brahmin, deity and warrior religions. These terms exist, but they read everything like parrots. This is a jungle of thorns. People believe that Bharat used to be a garden of flowers. However, no one knows when it was created, how it was created, or who created it. They don't know who the Supreme Soul is. Therefore, they have become orphans. This is why there is so much battling and fighting. They simply continue to become happy in performing devotion. The Father has now come to bring light. He grants you liberation in life in a second. When the Satguru gives you the ointment of this knowledge, the darkness of ignorance is dispelled. You understand that we are now in the light. The Father has given each of you a third eye. Although the deities have been shown with a third eye, people don't understand the meaning of that. In fact, you have a third eye, but they have shown the deities with a third eye. There is no mention of Brahmins in the Gita. They have shown a war between the Kauravas and the Pandavas and a horse-drawn chariot in the Gita. They don't understand anything. When you explain to them, they tell you, you don't even believe in the scriptures. You can tell them why we don't believe in the scriptures. It is because we know that all of them are the paraphernalia of the path of devotion. Knowledge and devotion are remembered. Devotion begins when Ravan's kingdom begins. The people of Bharat go onto the path of sin and become corrupt in their religion and actions, and this is why they now call themselves Hindus. They have now become impure. Who made them impure? Ravan. People burn an effigy of Ravan. They think that that has continued since time immemorial. However, the kingdom of Ravan didn't exist in the Golden Age. They don't understand anything. Maya has made their intellects completely into stone. Only the Father changes you from stone into divine beings. It is only after he comes into the Iron Age that he establishes the Golden Age. The Father explains this, but it scarcely sits in anyone's intellect. You Kumaris have now become engaged. He is making you into queens. You were abducted, that is, you souls are told, you belonged to me and you then forgot me. You became body conscious and belonged to Maya. However, there is no question of running away or being abducted. Constantly remember me alone. Only in remembrance is there effort. Many become body conscious and perform sinful actions. The Father knows that some souls don't remember him at all. They become body conscious and commit a lot of sin, and thereby the urn of sin becomes 100-fold full. Instead of showing the path to others, they themselves forget the path. they then become even more degraded. The destination is very high. Those who climb up taste the sweetness of the nectar of heaven. Those who fall are totally crushed. A kingdom is being established. Look how much difference is created. Some study and reach the sky, whereas others fall to the ground. If their intellects are dull, they cannot study. Some tell Baba that they are unable to explain to others. Baba says, "Okay, just consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your father, and I will grant you happiness. However, you don't remember me at all. If you remembered the Father, you would also remind others of this. When you remember the Father, your sins are absolved. You cannot go to the land of happiness unless you remember him. You can receive your inheritance for 21 births from the incorporeal Father. All the rest only give temporary happiness. When someone has a child or receives blessings and wins a lottery through occult power, that faith is then instilled. If someone benefits by 2 or 4 million, he praises the one from whom he received it. But all of that is temporary. He cannot receive health or wealth for 21 births. However, human beings don't know anything, so you can't blame them. They simply become happy with temporary happiness. The Father teaches you children Raja Yoga and gives you the sovereignty of heaven. It is so easy. Some are unable to explain anything at all. Some do understand, but because they don't have accurate yoga, the arrow doesn't strike anyone. By becoming body conscious, one sin or another is committed. Yoga is the main thing. It is through the power of yoga that you become the masters of the world. God, not Sri Krishna, taught you ancient yoga. The pilgrimage of remembrance is very good. When you go and see a drama, all the scenes emerge in your mind. However, it would take time to narrate those to someone. It is the same here. The seed and the tree. This cycle is very clear. It is a matter of a second. The land of peace, that land of happiness, and this land of sorrow. However, you should be able to remember that. The main thing is the Father's introduction. The Father says, "By remembering me, you will come to know everything." Acha. Shiv Baba remembers you, children. Brahma Baba doesn't remember you. Shiv Baba knows who his worthy children are. He would, of course, remember his serviceable, worthy children. This one would not remember anyone. This soul has received the direction. Constantly remember me alone. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to become fortunate, have true love for the One Father. To have love means to continue to follow the Srimat of the One at every step. 2. Definitely perform acts of charity. The biggest act of charity is to give everyone the Father's introduction. Remember the Father and remind everyone of the Father. Blessing. May you transform your vision and attitude and thereby transform the world by becoming an image that grants visions. Make your vision divine by transforming your attitude, and many souls will then see their real form, their real home, and their real kingdom from your vision. In order to give them that real vision, let there not be the slightest mischievousness of body consciousness in your attitude. Reform your attitude and make your vision divine, and this world will be transformed. Those who see you will experience your eyes to be not just eyes, but containers of magic. Your eyes will become a means to give them visions. Slogan: together with having zeal and enthusiasm for doing service, have an attitude of unlimited disinterest. This is your means of success. Aviet signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. Those who imbibe the virtue of sweetness become great here and also attain a status there. Everyone sees those who have sweetness as great souls. So every child should especially have the virtue of sweetness. Only with sweetness will you be able to glorify the name of Madhusudan, a title of Krishna, Sweet One. Those who have the honey of sweetness with them have nothing but success in every task they do. Failure is removed from their lives. Om Shanti.